When the shields were once again locked away inside, Luther started home. Unburdened by the thick envelope now, shed of its pricey tickets and thick brochures, freed of all the self-indulgence contained therein, his steps were a little quicker, and filled with the satisfaction of making the perfect gift, Luther walked straight and proud with hardly a limp. At the street, he stopped and looked over his shoulder. The Shields' home, dark as a cave just moments earlier, was now alive with lights being flipped on both upstairs and down. "They'll pack all night," Luther thought to himself. A door opened across the street, and the Galdi family made a noisy exit from the Cranks' living room. Laughter and music escaped with them and echoed above Hemlock. The party showed little signs of breaking up. Standing there at the edge of the street, light snow gathering on his wool cap and collar, gazing at his freshly decorated house with almost the entire neighborhood packed into it, Luther paused to count his blessings. Blair was home, and she'd brought with her a very nice, handsome, polite young man who was quite obviously crazy about her, and who, at that moment, was very much in charge of the party, along with Marty what's-his-name. Luther himself was lucky to be standing, as opposed to lying peacefully on a slab at Franklin's funeral home or pinned to a bed in ICU at Mercy Hospital, tubes running everywhere. Thoughts of snowballing down his roof head first still horrified him. Very lucky indeed. Blessed with friends and neighbors who would sacrifice their plans for Christmas Eve to rescue him, he looked up to his chimney where the Brixley's Frosty was watching him. Round, smiling face, top hat, corncob pipe. Through the flurries, Luther thought he caught a wink from the snowman. Starving, as usual, Luther suddenly craved smoked trout. He began trekking through the snow. "I'll eat a fruitcake, too," he vowed to himself. Skipping Christmas. What a ridiculous idea. Maybe next year. This is Dennis Boutsakaris. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Skipping Christmas by John Grisham. This program was produced and directed by John McElroy. Executive producer, Dan Zitt. Text copyright 2001 by Belfry Holdings Incorporated. Production copyright 2001, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.